Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor la Savor, la
Savor, la Savor, la Savor, la Savor, la Savor, la Savor. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasaf, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, Bekerem Elohim Yishpot. Ad matai tishpetu avel, Ufne resha'im, Nise'u Sela. Shiftu dal ve'yatom, Ani varash hatzdiku. Palletu dal ve'evyon, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
מזמור פבט, מזמור לאסף.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
one like the Kushan International Field Marshal Burial, done by the icon I go to Sayablo West.
Shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 22.
Mizmor kaf bet lamnatseah al ayelet ha-shahar mizmor le-David. Eli, Eli, Eli,
my God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Eli, Eli,
Eli, Eli, why hast thou forsaken me?
Why hast thou forsaken me?
Lama azabtani,
azabtani, azabtani, azabtani, azabtani.
Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy,
thou art holy, thou art holy.
Ve'ata kadosh,
O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel,
of Israel, of Israel, of Israel, of Israel.
Yoshev tehillot Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael.
Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this,
done this, done this, done this, done this. Done this, done this, done this.
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear, hear. For the Shalishi. Shalishi. Here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third up offering here for this Shabbat. Why you'd say Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis. Here, Genesis chapter 29. Chapter 29, here at the 18th verse, for the Shalishi.
Shalishi. Shalishi.
Vayahab Yaakov et Rachel. Vayomer Ebadika Shva Shanim. B'Rachel, B'Teka, Hak'itana, Hak'itana. And Yaakov and Jacob love Rachel. Why Yaehav, Yaakov, Eta Rachel, Rachel, Rachel. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, Vayomer, I will serve thee, I, 7 years for Rachel, for Rachel, thy younger daughter, e ebadika shva shanim, b'Rachel, b'tika haketana, for Rachel, thy younger daughter, b'Rachel, b'tika haketana. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me, abide with I. And Yaakov and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, for Rachel. And they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Laban, to Laban, give my wife,
my Isha,
Hava eta ishti, give my wife, my Isheti, give me my Oset, my Isheti, give me my wife. Hava eta ishti, give my wife, Ishti, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in to her. Hava eta ishti kia malu'ua yamai. With And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in to her. And Laban gave to his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning in the book, behold, it Leah. And he said to Laban, to Laban, what is this thou hast done? What is this thou hast done to me? Ma zot asita li? What is this thou hast done to me? Did not I serve with thee, I, for Rachel, for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? Ma zota osita li. Hallo, de Rachel abaditia imak. With lama remitani. Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me with lama remitarni? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week And we, I and I, will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me, with I, yet 7 other years. And Yaakov and Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel, Rachel, his daughter, to Isha also, to wife also. And Laban, Laban, gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his maid, to be her maid. And he went in also to Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when Jehovah saw that Leah hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel, barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. And she called her name Watikra Shemo Reuben Ki Amra ki hai wa bi on yi ki ata ye e habani ishi. And she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely Jehovah hath looked upon my affliction. Watikra shmo Reuben ki amra ki aihwa be on ye. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Ki ata ye habani ishi. And she conceived again and bear a son, and said, because Jehovah hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given I this son also. And she called his name Simeon. Wa tahara oda, wa teleda bain, wa tomer ki shama Yehova ki snuah ki snuah anoki waya itena ligam et ze wa tikra shmo Shimon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, now, this time, this I will my husband be joined to me, to I, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name Shimon called Levi. Therefore was his name called Lewi. Wa tahara oda, wa teleda bain, wa tomer ata, ha pa'ama, yi lawe. Yilawe ata hapa ama yilawe ya ishiya elaya kia yaladiti yaloa shilosha bani alken karashmo Lewi. Therefore was his name called Lewi, Levi. And she conceived again, watahar od, and bear a son, wateled bain. And she said, watomer, now will I praise Jehovah. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. Hapa am ode eti hoa alkein ara shmo Yehuda wa ta emod mia ledet. Now will I praise the Lord Yahuwah. Hapa am ode eti hoa. Therefore, all came. She called his name Ara'ah Shemo, Judah, Yehuda, Yehuda, and left bearing. Wata emoda miledet. And here, Shema'ah Yisrael. Here, give here, Yisrael. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Genesis chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bare Yaakov no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Yaakov, give me children or else I die. Vatere Rachel ki loa yalda li Yaakov. Vatek anei Rachel ba'e chotaha. Vatomer el Yaakov. And she said to Jacob, Havali banim. Ve'im hayin metahanoki. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, against Rachel. And he said, Am I in Elohim's stead? The true God's stead? Who has withheld from thee, the fruit of the womb? Why Yechar Afa Yaakov, and Jacob, Yaakov's anger, B'Rachel, was kindled against Rachel, Y'Yomer, and he said, Hitachata Elohim Anoki, am I in Elohim's stead? Hitachata Elohim Anoki, Asher Mana'a Miyamecha Pri, who has withheld from thee I the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, look, see, my maid Bilhah, go in to her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to Isha, to Eshet, to wife, to woman. And Yaakov and Jacob went in to her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Yaakov and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, Elohim hath judged me, judged I, and have also heard my voice, and have given I a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. Watomer Rachel, Danani Elohim has judged I. He judged Elohim, judged I. Danani Elohim. Dama Shama, Bi Oli, Wayayitena Li, Bain, all came, Arashmo Dan. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Yaakov, bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel and Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. Watomer Rachel, and Rachel said, Naphtulei Elohim, Naphtulei Elohim, with Elohim wrestlings, with mighty wrestlings, with great wrestlings, wrestlings of Elohim, Naphtulei Elohim, Nifataltia Ima Echoti Gam Yaholti. With Elohim wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, Nifa Talti, Aima, Echoti, and have prevailed, and also Gam Yakolti, and have prevailed. Watikra Shemo, And she called his name Naphtali, Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Yaakov, and gave her Jacob, to Jacob, Le'isha, Le'isha, to Isha, Esha, to Oset, and Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Yaakov, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh. And she called his name Gad. And Leah said, Watomer Leah, Bagad, Bagad, fortune, a troop, Bagad, Watikra, Eta Shemo, God, she said, in a troop, Bagad, Watikra. And she called Etishemo, and she called his name God. She called his name God, Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bear Yaakov, bear Jacob, a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call I blessed. And she called his name Asher. Wateleda Zilpah, Shifchat, Shifchata Leah, Bein Asheni, Le Yaakov. And Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, bore Yaakov a second son. Watomer Leah, and Leah said, Be Ashri, happy am I. Be Ashri, happy am I. Kia Isharuni, Benota, for the daughters will call I happy. Ki Isharuni Banot, and happy I am. And happy I am, saying of me, I'm happy, Banot, the daughters will call me happy. Watikra et Shemo Asher, and called his name Asher. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, for the Rabbi'i, here for the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth of offering, here for this Shabbat, Yitzay, Sabbath, and he went out, and he went forward. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 30, here at verse 14, for the Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah. Why Yelek Reuven, Bia Mea Ketzira Chitin, Why Yimsa Dudaim, Ba Sadeh, Waya beya otama illa leya imo, watomer rachela illa leya, tenina li, mia dudae benech. And Reuven went in the days of wheat harvest. Waya lecha Reuvena bimea kitzira chitin. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field. Wayimsa dua daim basadeh, and brought them to his mother Leah. Wayaveya otama illa leah imo. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. O Watomer Rachel, illa Lea, Tnina li, mi du dae Benaich. Tinina li, give to me, Mia du daea benech. Give to me, I pray the eye. Tinina li, give to me, I pray thy, of thy son's mandrakes, Mia du daea benech. And she said to her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore, he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. And Yaakov and Jacob came out of the field in the evening. And Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must come in to me. I must come into I, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. And Elohim, the true God, and Elohim hearkened to Leah, and Elohim hearkened to Leah. Vayishma'a Elohim illa Leah. And she conceived and bear Yaakov and bear Jacob a fifth son. And Leah said, Elohim hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. Vatomer Leah, Natana Elohim Sikaria. Ashara natatia shifahatia leishi watikrashmo Issachar. And Leah said, Elohim hath given me my hire. Natan Elohim Sikari. Have given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. Asha natatia shifahatia leishi, to Ishi, to my man, to my husband. And she calls his name Issachar. Vatikra shemo Issachar. And Leah conceived again, and bare Yaakov, and bare Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, Elohim hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband Ishi dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. Oatahar Odaleya. Wateleda Baina Shishia Li Yaakov. And Leah conceived again and bore Shishi Bain Shishia, six son Li Yaakov. Watomer Leah, Zebadani Elohim. He dwelt Elohim. Has endowed me with a good dowry. Zebadani Elohim Otia Zevad Zevedat Ova Hapa'am Yizabeleini Ishi Kia Yalad Tia Loa Shisha Banim Watikra Etashemo Zebulun. And she called his name Zebulun. She called his name Zebulun. And afterward, she bare a daughter and called her name Dina. We achar yalda bat. Wa tikra eta shimaha Dina. And Elohim remembered Rachel, and Elohim hearkened to her. And opened her womb, her matrix, opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son. And said, Elohim have taken away my reproach. Wa tomer asaf Elohim gathering together, Elohim, have taken away, Asaf Elohim, Eta Cherpati, Cherpati, have gathered together, taken away, gathered together my reproach. Asaf Elohim, Eta Cherpati. And she called his name Yosef. Watikra Eta Shemo Yosef. Saying, Yahuwah Jehovah, saying, Jehovah shall add to me, to I, another son. Leimor, Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef Yahuwah, Li, Bain Acher, Jehovah shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Yaakov said to Laban, send I away, that I may go to mine own place and to my country, give my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service when which I have done thee, for the I knowest my service, which I have done thee. And Laban said to him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry for me. I have learned by experience that Jehovah hath blessed me for thy sake. I have learned by experience that Jehovah Waya barakeni hoa bi gelaleka. I have learned by experience that Jehovah have blessed me for your sake, for the eye's 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 sake.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
gives thanks to Levi. Barrington Levi right there. Wife and sweetheart. One named Leah, one named Rachel. Wow, 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 wow. Here for this seventh Torah reading and feeding here, why you say, and he went four. He went four. Yaakov, 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 Jacob,
when
Jacob,
I look my butt here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. When I look
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari.
New Sabbath, strong right here, here, here. So let's just reason, just a little reasoning here, here, here on Blackjack and Jacob. Jacob, ideal family. This is a Bible, right? Is this an ideal family? Something this wrong place. Ideal family. Jacob family. Ideal family. Wrong place. Here it is.
Was it an ideal family? Can we say in this Torah portion, Torah portion,
practical study for this Shabbat strong.
Was it an ideal family? Can we say in this Torah portion here at the seventh Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong? Why you'd say for Shabbat, why you'd say? And he went out and he went forward. Senvet wet to toe, going out, going forward. This Torah portion reading and feeding here, right, the Shabbat, for the seventh, the Shabbat, here, this Torah portion, the thought for the Shabuah, ideal family. So looking at this Torah portion, a little commentary right here, wrong place? Was it the wrong spot? Was Jacob, was Yaakov, was Jacob in the wrong spot? Was he in the wrong place? Let's fly for a moment right here. Yes, I, Rastafari, right here. For this seventh Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, we have why you'd say, and he went forward. So for continuity purposes, we know that here Jacob, Yaakov, is going forward to his in-laws and relatives because of the murderous intent of his own brother Esau, who sold his birthright. Therefore, also the corresponding bracha, blessing, also belonged to the one who received or who bought, who Esau sold it to, his brother Yaakov. But Jacob here is trotting. He's trotting. Now he finds himself in another place, another land, another situation. You know, you're out of your comfort zone. So we call this both the ideal family. We're going to explore the ideal family. Put a question mark right here. Ideal family. Is this the ideal family here in this Torah portion as we pick up right here with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 28. Chapter 28, pick up with the 10th verse, right? The 10th verse to Genesis chapter 32 and 2. For the first of the three readings here for this Shabbat from the Torah, right? The law, the Torah, directions, instructions. Then we have the prophet, the Haftarah, Hosea chapter 12, verse 12 to Hosea chapter 14, verse, I think, 18, yes. Then we have the Berit Chadash, the renewed covenant, the gospel according to Yohanan. Right, we have John chapter 1, verse 19, to John chapter, same chapter, verse 51. So the majority of the chapter, verse 19 to 51. But here, with the groundation here, speaking about ideal family. So the thought, call this iditation for the Shabuah for the seventh, Shabbat, seventh. Here, the Torah portion is the seventh, the RSS number seven. So here we have the wrong place, Jacob. He felt like he was in the wrong place in his years, Yaakov, Jacob. The years of Jacob being wasted. Were his years being wasted? Was Yaakov, was Jacob in the wrong place? Blackjack. Right? Is it 1? Right? Is it 10? Is it 11? Right? Jacob felt like he was in the wrong place and his years were being wasted. Have you felt like that? I and I can't even say that. Even I and I in this ministry, we've been here and we say BK, Brooklyn, County of Kings, you know, for these years, but it's getting that way too, where you kind of feel, right, that you're in the wrong place. And perhaps your years there, maybe you had done all you can do. In a sense, Yaakov, in this tall portion right here, has done, right? Did he do all he could do? He did even above and beyond. But people, and we people, often find ourselves, you might find yourself, people find themselves in jobs and careers, in homes, and even in family arrangements that make them feel as if they are far outside of Yahweh's, of Jah's plan, that they're far outside of Elohim, the true good, the true God's plan for them. Now, here we have the narrative of Yaakov, the narrative of Jacob. And their Yaakov is not our Yaakov. So don't get it twisted by others with their twisted philosophies on I and I, Hebrew, and Ethiopian Hebrew, and we, the black Jews, the lion, the tribe of Judah. Our Yaakov is not their Yaakov. In fact, when you ask us, well, who made the devil? Well, it depends on which narrative. Here we have Lavan. Lavan, Lava, Laba, Laban. We have Laban, Laban. Interesting, his name also refers to white and like milky white in that kind of sense right there. But the story of Yaakov is so very interesting here in the continuity here, really picking up and continuing from the sixth Torah portion, Toledot, generations. So now we get the Jacob going forward, right? We could say the good seed, right? The story of Yaakov, it teaches us that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, might place us or allow us to be placed, allow I and I to place ourselves even in such situations, situations that turn into situations where we specifically is to bless us, is to bless us, and also to work out His purposes in our lives. When you're experiencing it, as Yaakov, you know, was, and here in the first principles, looking at the pattern, the principles in the pattern, principle over personality, the principle here is allowing us, placing us, or even suffering us in such situations, specifically to bless us and to work out His purposes, Jah's purposes. Yaakov, Jacob, he teaches us. What does he teach us to do and to be? He teaches us to be faithful. Here we get the principle, the first principle of faithful, the faithful laborer, the faithful worker, faithful wherever we might find ourselves, wherever we find I and ourselves, and to keep committing ourselves, to keep committing I and ourselves to the care of Adonai Jah Rastafari, to the care of He who be, who He be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, to the care of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Yaakov's terms of service. He had terms of service in Laban, Laban's household. Now, this was his uncle, Uncle Laban, Uncle Lavan. What about Uncle Laban? Well, Jacob, he had terms of service in Laban's, Laban's household. This resulted in the birth, right, of, we can say, the core of the birth of the nation, the people, we can say the children of the 12 sons, plus the daughter, right, of Yaakov, and the birth of the nation, ideal family, the birth of a nation, the birth of Israel. Now, in Genesis chapter 29, verse 30, it says, so Yaakov, so Jacob, he went in to Rachel, to Rachel also, and indeed, he loved Rachel, he loved Rachel more than Leah, and he served with Laban, with Laban, for another 7 years. Now, there are few ideal families, right, in the Bible. This might shock ones. We don't have any so-called ideal, in that sense, families in the Bible, because it reflects the reality. This shows that the word of Scripture, rightly discerned, rightly received, of clear conscience, is reflecting the principles and the patterns in reality. And what we need to do is to seek and discern, right, these principles, and through the guidance of the Spirit of Truth, to make them principles and to learn and to be blessed by growing in grace and the knowledge. So there's very few families which are ideal in the sense of ideal, or some might say perfect, you know, families as people, men and people would say. Yaakov's, Jacob's family certainly wasn't. As if it was not bad and challenging enough to have two wives. Yes, Yaakov, right? Jacob had two wives, Rachel, Rachel, and Leah. And they were sisters. They were sisters at that. Being married to the same Ish. And here they use the term Ishi. Ishi, my man. Literally in the Hebrew. Boston translates my husband, Ishi. They're married to the same Ish, the same man. This made them bitter, 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 bitter rivals. So now we speak about pressure, having pressure. What was the pressure of the patriarch Yaakov? This made for such a dysfunctional combination. So we're speaking about dysfunctional families in the Bible. That HaTorah, later on in the Torah, in the direction instructions and the teachings of His Divine Majesty, we have legislation that legislates against marrying sisters. It's in Leviticus, the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Leviticus 18:18, legislating against marrying sisters. The sisters added to the dysfunction by offering Yaakov their maidservants, Bilhah and Zilpah, as additional baby makers. In their contest, they had almost a tooth and nail, so to speak, to the death, so to speak, basically, so to speak, contest to bear sons. And you thought keeping the peace, the shalom, with one spouse, with one wife, was difficult or challenging. Try having four in such a situation as Yaakov, as Jacob was in. Now, Jacob's family. Yaakov's family was far from the ideal. This is the reason in here, far from the ideal, but it's in this ideal, it's in this family, being far from ideal. We can say it's an ideal, but it's not the ideal that we would be used to, that we would expect. The book of God, the Bible, why would God's book be showing us this, to teach us so we can grow? Yet his children were the fulfillment, the children, the fruit of the Abrahamic yea and amen, that Abrahamic promise. His children were quite literally the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael. Often translation called the children Bnei, the sons of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God. This teaches us that Jah is able to work, to walk, and chooses to work, to walk his purposes in less than ideal conditions, in less than ideal circumstances, in less than ideal situations, and even in less than ideal situations. Have you ever felt like your family is an embarrassment when you think about what you know, being on the inside of your family? Hey, you know, we put on the good face on the outside, but you know what's going on. Quote, if only we looked like the smiling, perfect family on the cover of the homeschool magazine. A frustrated mother could sigh. Oh, yes, I. Today, broken families and second marriages are common. We can even say almost the norm. Obviously, this is not the ideal. This is not perfect. But Yahuwah, Jehovah, He who be, we be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be name Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, can and does work with even the worst of circumstances, the worst of situation. People say, circumstances? Huh? He who be, who He be, is Ha El, the true good, Ha Elohim, the true God, the source, who brings order. Bringing order out of the chaos, bringing order out of the chaos, and shining the light, the illumination, into the disillumined circumstances and situation. Now, Jacob, how did Jacob go through all of this? He could have been bitter. Do we find Jacob being bitter and complaining too? Right? Or as people say, bitching and moaning too? Elohim, to the true good, the true God? He could have said, I only want one wife. I just want to marry Rachel. I just want to marry Rachel. And now I'm stuck. I got four women. I got four wives. How could you do this to me? I'm the son of Yitzhak, who is the son of Abraham. How could you do this to me? But this less than perfect, less than ideal family situation, so to speak, he landed into in this place, this spot, this was Yahweh. This was Yahweh. This was Yahweh of multiplying Yaakov, Jacob's seed. and keeping the yea and the amen, keeping the divine promises, the yea and the amen, made to Abraham, 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 Abraham. Stay tuned, stay tuned. A little bit more on this Torah portion right here. Ideal family? No, probably it wasn't the ideal family. Wrong place? Yeah, it could definitely feel like the wrong place. But even from that place, in Jah Grace, him and the family move forward. More on this Torah portion right here, brothers and sisters. Check us out at RastafariGroundation.org. Give thanks to supporters, subscribers. Like this video, share this video, repost, link it to others. Also get more at the Groundation, RastafariGroundation.org site. Give thanks for the donation, the contributions to the Kibbutzim and to even I and I moving forward to establish that community as we're growing in grace to put those boots on the ground, both here and there. Yes, I stay tuned. Give thanks, brothers and sisters. Shabbat shalom. Shalom, chavrim. Shalom, 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 shalom.
I'm going to testify.
Hello, Hello, Ishan. Hello, Ishan. Shalom, Israel.
Hello, Yanu.
Hello, Vishan. Hello, Vishan. Shamer, Shamer, Israel.
Hello, Yanu.
Hello, Vishan. Hello, Vishan. Shomer, Israel.
Hello, Yanu.
Hello, Vishan. Hello, Vishan. Shamer, Shamer, Israel.
This is Rat Bread, Mr. the Confuser, confusing the Babylon.
I'm leaving out of Babylon, straight to Mount Zion and the Starliner. We stop to Nigeria, Gambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey! Final destination is Ethiopia.
Terrible as the future, I tried up on a rescue mission, you said. Ethiopia is my destination.
Hold it, hold it!
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Praises be to the Almighty One. Jah, you see where we are going. For our sake I make those pleas. For the seeds some are sowing. Destroy peace and you.
righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything.
Only my real life class, yeah, Mr. Jah, Rastafari. And we now react naturally. I won a Boo House and a thing. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let us acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatay, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Slatya. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this world wide world, there's no other like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, Jesus angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come not only, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, you stay with me. True was my hustle, my Lord is my savior. True was my struggle, he is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, Stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Maja, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, His two angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, open up my eyes to see your work them, open up my ears to hear your voice them, not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell, open up my lips so that I can tell them, give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatay, the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this world wide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, His two angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, only my I wish it's a Rastafari.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and wiggle and jiggle and dance. When the people see me dance, they might tell me fe just Guan, Guan, it name Guan. It name Guan, Guan.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
מזמור כף בית למנצח על איילת השחר מזמור לדוד אלי אלי אלי
my god my god my god my god my god
אלי אלי
why hast thou forsaken me
למה עזבתני
Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Yoshev Tehillot Israel.
Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, hastily to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. None can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
Thank you. مزمور هيا أنت بك النس هيا هولد لما زمران عليك سلنقات حيل يداوي تمزمور عملاكي عملاكي لمن توهي انين كمادان الناكة شوهتك عال روغنا عملاكي بك انودان تقرالو عن ملس كلي بليلي تمنكوا رفتي اللي በእስራኤል የተመሰገንህ አንተ ግን በቅድስና ትኖራለህ አባቶቻችን አንተን ተማመኑ ተማመኑ አንተም ማዳንካቸው ወደ አንተ ጮሁ አመለጡ አንተንም ተማመኑ አላፈሩ እኔ ግን ትልኝ ሰውም አይደለሁም የሰው ማላገጫ በሕዝብም ዘንድ የተናቅኩ ነኝ የሚያዩ ሁሉ ይላገዱብኝ ራሳቸውን እየነቀነቁ በከንፈሮቻቸው እንዲህ ይላሉ በእግዚአብሔር ተማመነ እርሱንም ያድነው ቢወደውስ ያድነው አንተ ግን ከሆድ አውጥተኸኛልና በእናቴ ጡት ሳለሁም ባንተ ታመን ከማህፀን ጀምሮ ባንተ ላይ ተጣለሁ ከእናቴ ሆድ ጀምረህ አንተ አምላኬ ነህ ጭንቀት ቀርባለችና የሚረዳኝም የለምና ከኔ አትራቅ ብዙ በሬዎች ከበቡ የሰቡትም ፍሪዳዎች ያዙ እንደ ነጣቂና እንደሚጮህ አንበሳ በላይ አፋቸውን ከፈ እንደ ውሃ ፈሰሰ አጥንቶቼ ሁሉ ተለያዩ ልቤ እንደ ሰም ሆነ ባንጀቴ መካከል ቀለጠ ኃይሌ እንደገል ደረቀ በጉሮሮዬ ምላሴ ተጣጋ ወደ ሞትም አሸዋ ወረደ ብዙ ውሾች ከበውኛልና የክፋተኞች ጉባኤም ያዘኝ እጆቼንና እግሮቼን ቸነከሩ አጥንቶቼ ሁሉ ተቆጠሩ እነርሱም አዩኝ ተመለከቱኝ ልብሶቼን ለራሳቸው ተከፋፈሉ በቀሚሴም ላይ እጣ ተጣጣሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ከኔ አትራቅ አንተ ጉልበቴ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን ከሰይፍ አድና ብቻነቴንም ከውሾች እጅ ካንበሳ አፍ አድነኝ ብቻነቴንም አንድ ቀንድ ካላቸው ስምህን ለወንድሞች ነግራቸዋል በጉባኤም መካከል አመሰግናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን የምትፈሩ አመስግኑ ያዕቆብ ዘር ሁላችሁ አክብሩ የእስራኤልም ዘር ሁላችሁ ፍሩ የችግረኛን ችግር አልናቀምና ቸልም አላለምና ፊቱንም ከኔ አልሰወረምና ነገር ግን ወደ እርሱ በጮህ ጊዜ ሰማ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ምስጋናዬ ካንተ ዘንድ ነው እርሱን በሚፈሩት ፊት ስለቴን እሰጣለሁ ችግረኞች ይበላሉ ይጠግቡማል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚሹት ያመሰግኑታል ልባቸውም ለዘላለም ሕያው ይሆናል የምድር ዳርቻዎች ሁሉ ያስቡ ወደ እግዚአብሔርም ይመለሱ የአሕዛብ ነገዶች ሁሉ በፊቱ ይሰግዳሉ መንግሥት ለእግዚአብሔር ነውና እርሱም አሕዛብን ይገዛል የምድር ደንዳኖች ሁሉ ይበላሉ ይሰግዳሉ ወደ መሬትም የሚወርዱት ሁሉ በፊቱ ይንበረከካሉ ነፍሴም ስለ እርሱ በሕይወት ትኖራለች ዘሬ ይገዛለታ የምትመጣው ትውልድ ለእግዚአብሔር ትነግረዋለች ጽድቁንም ለሚወለደው ሕዝብ እግዚአብሔር ያደረገውን ጽድቁን ይነግራሉ
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarek? But who want the next verse with Amarek?
Tesva and hope and expectation. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmor Dawit and from the authorized, devised Amharic Bible, the book of the seven seals of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Mezmor Hayahulet, Psalm 22, yeah. Tzadik so mekrana tesfa. A righteous man's trials and tribulation and hope and expectation. Lemezamrana leka silenigata hail. Ye dawita mezmore. Lemezamrana leka. To the chief musician. In the Hebrew, we have it as Allah. Ayeleta hashachar. On the hind of the morning here, lemezamran leka sila negat hail, because of dawn's strength and hail power, because of the power of the dawn, sila negat hail, yeah, Dawit mezmor, a psalm of David, yeah, Dawit mezmor. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, we have the 22nd Psalm.
22nd Psalm.
22nd Psalm.
Now, once again, just to remind the hearers, like faith comes by hearing and by the word of Ekeziah, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father,
that today's daily psalm, Psalm 22, it begins a trilogy of psalms. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 22. So we have Psalm 22, 23, and 24 forming a trilogy. In the 22nd Psalm, we have the good shepherd that gives his life for the sheep. And we have, yeah, Johannes Wengel, or John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 11, in the Adis Kidan, the Brit Chadash in the Hebrew, the Adis Kidan, the new covenant, the renewed covenant scriptures. And the next psalm, Psalm 23, we have the great shepherd, quote, brought again from the dead through the blood of the everlasting, the eternal covenant, in the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20. The great shepherd who tenderly cares for the sheep. And in the third of this trilogy of psalms, Psalm 24, we have the chief shepherd who appears as Negus, as a Negus Messiah, the King Messiah, even Negus Neges, as King of Glory, Yekabur Negus, the King of Glory, the Melech HaKavod, the King of Glory, to own and reward the sheep. And we have the Catholicos Epistle of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. It just has a couple of first words here. And this psalm is a graphic picture of death by crucifixion. Of death by crucifixion. And all of this being in spirit and in truth fulfilled in the first advent of Welda Ekeziavir, of the Son of the Power, the Bein Elohim, Ekeziavir Lija, Jesus Christos Ketachin, Yeshua HaMoshiach. It should be remembered that crucifixion was a Roman, not a Yehudi, a Judaic, or Israelitish form of execution. So the proof of the inspiration is right and exact in the Brit Chadash, in the New Covenant, Adis Kidan scripture, this psalm, as David was a man after Adonai's own heart, after Ekeziavir's, after Gita's own heart. So today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, Mezmore Hayahulet, the 22nd psalm, which has a superscription, additional kind of note, a title in the Amharic, Yetzadik So, the righteous man, Mekrana Tesva. Yetzadik So, Mekrana Tesva. Righteous man's trials and tribulations and hope and expectation. Yes, Adik So, Mekrana Tesva. Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes Kedus, Aharu Amlak. In the Jemaralan, we begin. Lemezemrana Leka, Sile Negata Chayil, Ye Dawit Mezmor. To the chief musician upon Ayelet HaShachar, Ayelet Shahar, a psalm of David, Kut'an, verse 1. I'm lucky. Lemon to hang you. In the Kamadan and Naka, Chuahetik, Allah Rukna. My God, my source, why hast thou forsaken me? I'm lucky. Lemon to hang you. Why hast thou forsaken I? Why art thou so far from helping I and from the words of my roaring? Inin kamadana kachuhetik ala rukne amlaki bekena warante teral ala melisse helinyim abelelitim in kwa erefta yelenyim. Oh, my source, I'm lucky. Oh, my God. I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, thou answerest not. I'm lucky. Beken, where ante et ralo, Allah melisse helingim. and in the night season, and am not silent. Beleilitim in kwa erefta yelenyim, and I have no rest. Be Israel yete mesegenih antegin bek disenat norale. But thou, the I, art holy, set apart. You dwell in idleness, O thou, that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Be Israel yetemesegenih hantegin. Bek disenat norale. Abato chachin antena temamenu. Tamamenu antemadan hacho. Our fathers trusted in the eye. They trusted in thou, the eye, deliverest them. Ware ante chohu ameletum antenem tamamenu alafarum. They cried to the eye, ware ante chohu, and were delivered and escaped. Ameletum. They trusted in the eye and were not confounded. Antenim temamenu alafarum. Inegin atilineng. Soem idelehum. Yes, so. Malagetabe his bima zenda yetenakuhuneng. But I am a worm. Inegin. Tilling, and again tilling, soum idelahum, and no man, a reproach of men. Yes, so malagecha, yes, so malagecha, and despise of the people, but his bimazend, yet not hune ning. Yemi ayun yohulu yelagadubinyal. Rasacho in ye nekeneku, beken ferochachoa in diha yilalu. All they that see their sight I laugh me to scorn. Yemi yayunye hulu yilaga dubinyan. They shoot out the lip. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head, say, Rasacho in ye nekeneku. Beken ferochacho in diha yilalu. Pe egziabi hertemamene arsunima yadno. Bia waduus yadno. He trusted in egziabi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, that he would deliver, that he would deliver him. Pe egziabi hertemamene arsunima yadno. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. Be with the wis yadno ante gin kohor da witte hinyalina benante tuta salhuma beante tamenhu. But thou, the I, art he that took me out of the womb. Thou, the I, and none else, the I, dismake me. I hope when I was upon my mother's breast. Ante gin kohod awitetahnyalina beinate tuta salhum beante tamenuhu kamachitzena jemro beante layatetalhu kainate ahoda jemre ante amlakine. I was cast upon thee, I, from the womb. Thou art my God, my source, from my mother's belly. Kamachit en jemro beante light et allahu. Kainate hoda jemre ante amlakine. Chink etak ravalechina yemir danyim yelemina kine atarak. Be not far from I, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Chink etak arbalechina yemir danyima yelemina kine atarak gizu berrewocha kababunye yesabutima fridawocha yazunye. Many bulls have compassed me, compassed I, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. Bizu brewocha kababunye yesabutinima fredawocha yazunye indanetaki na indamiyochohe andesa belaye afachowina kafatu. They gaped upon me, upon I, with their mouths as a raving and roaring lion. In the Netakina in the Mia Chohanbesa Belaya Fachuina Kafatu in the Wuhaf Sesuhu at into Chimohulu Telayayu Libe in the Semohon Beanjete Mekakela Kaleta. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it melted in the midst of my bowels. In the wucha fesesuhu, at intochim hulu teleyayu, libe in the semahone, banjete ma mekakela kelete, haile in the gela derreke, beguroi ma melasea tet aga, ode motima shua, awered dahing. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, haile. In the gala derreke, my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, begruim lase tetaga. And thou hast brought I into the dust of death. Ode motimashawa hawared dahing, buzuwushocha kababonyalina, yekafatenyo chagwayema yazing, ejochena grochena chenekarin. For dogs have compassed me, compassed I, the assembly of wicked, of the ratchet, of the wicked have enclosed I. They pierce my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon I. Atintoche hulu tekwataru. And a rusumayuny, temelekatunyum, lipsochina le rasacho wate kefafelu, bek emise, bek emise malayita te tatalu, lipsochin le rasacho wate kefafelu, bek emise malayita te tatalu. They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. Ante gin abetu, kenatarak, ante gulvete, inin lemurdata fiten. But be not thou far from my abetu, I father his father, O father of the house. Ante gin abetu, kenatarak. Oh, my strength, you are my strength. Ante gulbeti, haste thee I to help I, make haste to help I. Inen le merdata fiten, nesin kasif adinat, bechanete ne makawusho chaij. Deliver my soul from the sword, nesin kasif adinat. My darling, from the power of the dog. Bichanete nima kawusho chaij. Kandesa fadnenye. Bichanete nima anda kenda kalacho. Save I from the lion's mouth. Kandesa fadnenye. For thou that I has heard I from the horns of the unicorn. Bichanetenim anken kalacho. Simhina lewendemoche inigrachualo. Begubayim kakel amesaginhalo. I will declare thy name to my brethren. Simhin lewendemoche inigrachualo. Simhina le wendemoche negrachualo beguayim mekakela mesaginhalo. in the midst of the congregation, the assembly, will I praise the I beguayim mekakel amesaginahal lo giziavi herinye mitaferu ameskenut ye yaikov zerhulachu akavrut ye israelim zerhulachu fruit. Y'all, that reverence, that respect, the Gziavi, sustain of the good father, and Gziavi Harin, Yemita Faru, praise, eyes is him, Ameskenut, praise him, eyes is him, all ye the seed of Yaakov, Ye Yaakov Zerhulachu, Akavrut, Akavrut, glorify him, Ye Israelim Zerhulachu, all ye the seed of Israel, Farut, stand in awe, reverence of he who be we be. Ye chigrenyan, chigara ala na kemna, chelim ala lemina, fitunim akane ala sawaremina, negrgina wada rusua beto ugize esimanyi. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Ye chigrenyan, chigar ala na kemina. Neither hath he hid his face, from them. Yet chigrenyana chigarala nakemina chelim alalemina fitunim kene alas waremina. He has not hidden his face from I, according to the royal Amharic. But when he cried to him, he heard. Negergin wada ursuba tohu gize. When I cried to him, Negergin, Wode Elsu, Bechohu Gize, Semanyi, Semanyi, he heard I. Betalak aguvaye, Miskanaye, Kante Zeno, Ersuna, Bemie Faruta, Fita, Siletene Setalo. My praise shall be of the I in the great congregation, in the great assembly. Betalak aguvaye miskanaye. My praise, my thanksgiving, miskanaye. Betalak aguvaye miskanaye kanta zenno. I will pay my vows before them that reverence, that respect him. Arsun bemi faruta fit siletene setalo. Chigrenyo cha yibelalu yit egovuma le giziabe renema yemi yashuta yamese ganutal le bachowema le zlalema hiyawa yonal. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the giziabe to sustain the good, the generous Ab, Father, that seek him. Your heart shall live forever, forever. Yemidra darcha wotulu ayasbu. What a giziabe rima yimelesu. Yahizaba negatochulu, befitu yisegdalu. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to a giziabe, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee, I. Men gista le giziabe hernuina. Arusum ahizabina yigezal. For the kingdom is Egziavia's, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, Mengist, le Egziavia hernowinna. And he is the governor among the nations. Arsum ahizabini gezan, yemidra dendano chohulu yibelalu, yisegadalum, orem reita yemiwardu tohulu vefitu ayina barrekekalu, nefsi masla arsu behiweta tinoralech. All they that be fat upon the earth, all fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. Yemidra dendano chulu yibelalu yisegadalu wademerete mi wardu tuhulu befitu yina bereketalu nefsema sirarsu behiwet noralech zareya yigezal tal. Yemita metawa tu lidle egziavi herat negrewalech. A seed shall serve him, It shall be accounted to Adonai Adonai for a generation. Zarei gezal letal. Yemitam et awa tulit le egziavi her te negrelalech. Tzidok unima yemia weledohiz. Egziavi yadaragawina tzidokun ye negralu. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born, that he hath done this.
With Amorek. But see, so this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that today.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur 21 በቅንፍ 22 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለንጋት ኃይል የዳዊት መዝሙር አምላኬ አምላኬ ለምን ተውኸኝ እኔን ከማዳንና ከጩኸቴ ቃል ሩቅ ነህ አምላኬ በቀን ወደ አንተ ጠራለሁ አልመለስክልኝም በሌሊትም እንኳ እረፍት የለኝም በእስራኤል የተመሰገንህ አንተ ግን በቅድስና ትኖራለህ አባቶቻችን አንተን ተማመኑ ተማመኑ አንተም ማዳንካቸው ወደ አንተ ጮሁ አመለጡም አንተንም ተማመኑ አላፈሩም እኔ ግን ትል ነኝ ሰውም አይደለሁም የሰው ማላገጫ በህዝብም ዘንድ የተናቅሁኝ ነኝ የሚያኝ ሁሉ ይላገዱብኛል ራሳቸውን እየነቀነቁ በከንፈሮቻቸው እንዲህ ይላሉ በእግዚአብሔር ተማመነ እርሱንም ያድነው ቢወደውስ ያድነው አንተ ግን ከሆድ አውጥተኸኛልና በእናቴ ጡት ሳለሁም ባንተ ታመንሁ ከማህፀን ጀምሮ ባንተ ላይ ተጣልሁ ከእናቴ ሆድ ጀምረህ አንተ አምላኬ ነህ ጭንቀት ቀርባለችና የሚረዳኝም የለምና ከኔ አትራቅ ብዙ በሬዎች ከበቡኝ የሰቡትም ፍሪዳዎች ያዙኝ እንደ ነጣቂና እንደሚጮህ አንበሳ በላዬ አፋቸውን ከፈቱ እንደ ውሃ ፈሰሱ አጥንቶቼ ሁሉ ተለያዩ ልቤ እንደ ሰም ሆነ ባንጀቴም መካከል ቀለጠ ኃይሌ እንደ ገል ደረቀ በጉሮሮዬም ምላሴ ተጣጋ ወደ ሞትም አሸዋ ወረድከ ብዙ ውሾች ከበውኛልና የክፋተኞች ጉባኤም ያዘኝ እጆቼንና እግሮቼን ቸነከሩ አጥንቶቼ ሁሉ ተቆጠሩ እነርሱም አዩኝ ተመለከቱኝ ልብሶቼን ለራሳቸው ተከፋፈሉ በቀሚሴም ላይ እጣ ተጣጣሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ከኔ አትራቅ አንተ ጉልበቴ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን ከሰይፍ አድናት ብቻነቴንም ከውሾች እጅ ካንበሳ አፋድነኝ ብቻነቴንም አንድ ቀንድ ካላቸው ስምህን ለወንድሞች ነግራቸዋለሁ በጉባኤ መካከለ አመሰግናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን የምትፈሩ አመስግኑ የያዕቆብ ዘር ሁላችሁ አክብሩት የእስራኤልም ዘር ሁላችሁ ፍሩት የችግረኛን ችግር አልናቀምና ቸልም አላለምና ፊቱንም ከኔ አልሰወረምና ነገር ግን ወደ እርሱ በጮህ ጊዜ ሰማኝ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ምስጋናዬ ካንተ ዘንድ ነው እርሱን በሚፈሩት ፊት ስለቴን እሰጣለሁ ችግረኞች ይበላሉ ይጠግቡማል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚሹት ያመሰግኑታል ልባቸውም ለዘላለም ሕያው ይሆናል የምድር ዳርቻዎች ሁሉ ያስቡ ወደ እግዚአብሔርም ይመለሱ የአሕዛብ ነገዶች ሁሉ በፊቱ ይሰግዳሉ መንግስ ለእግዚአብሔር ነውና እርሱም አዛብን ይገዛ የምድር ደንዳኖች ሁሉ ይበላሉ ይሰግዳሉ ወደ መሬትም የሚወርዱት ሁሉ በፊቱ ይንበረከካሉ ነፍሴም ስለ እርሱ በሕይወት ትኖራለች ዘሬ ይገዛለታል የምትመጣው ትውልድ ለእግዚአብሔር ተነግራዋለች ጽድቁንም ለሚወለደው ሕዝብ እግዚአብሔር ያደረገውን ጽድቁን ይነግራሉ
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue,
Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of
the Ark of Covenant. It's supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
On Psalm 22, on Mizmor Kaf Beikaf 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 Shema Yisrael, and hear. Today's Psalm, Mizmor Kaf Beit, Mizmor Kaf Beit, Psalm 22, Psalm XXII, Mizmor Kaf Beit. Some say Kaf Beit, and I say Mizmor Kaf Beit Lanatzeach Al Ayelet Hashachar For the leader Upon Ayelet Hashachar For the leader, for the chief musician Lanatzeach Al Ayelet Upon Ayelet Hashachar Hear, opening verse of today's daily psalm Hear the superscription For the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnat Eyach, upon Ayelet HaShachar, Al Ayelet HaShachar. The word Ayelet, hind, Ayelet, anglicized as Ayelet, Hebraically Ayelet, hind, is to be taken in the same sense as Ayalot, Ayalot, hear. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. God, the Lord, is my strength, and he made my feet like hinds, ayalot, feet, letting me walk upon bamotai. Hear. Habakkuk 3:19. Habakkuk Hanabi. Habakkuk the prophet. Yehovah Adonai Cheli Vayasem Raglai Ka Ayalot Ve'al Bamotai Yadarekeini Lanatzeach Bi Niginotai God, Yehovah, the Lord Adonai is my strength Cheli Cheli, my strength Yehovah Adonai Cheli, he who he be, Adonai is my strength, Cheli, Yehovah Adonai Cheli, Vayasem Raglai Kayelot, and he maketh my feet like hind's feet, Vayasem Raglai Kayelot, and he maketh me to walk upon my high places. With al bamotai yadrekeini, and he maketh me to walk, to trod upon bamotai, my high places. With al bamotai yadrekeini. Lamnatzeach bi niginotai, for the leader, for the chief musician. Lamnatzeach bi niginotai, binginotai, bi niginotai, with my string music. And here a midrash note here, midrash Tehillim here, the midrash on Psalm 22 on Mizmor Kaf Beit. Here, bamotai is rendered my high places, my high places, bamotai. In Habakkuk HaNavi, in Habakkuk, the prophet, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. Yehovah Adonai Cheli, Vayasem Raglai Ka'ayalot, with Allah Bamotai Yadarekeini, Lamnatzeach Bi Niginotai. He who be who he be, Adonai is my strength. Adonai Cheli. Chayli, chayli, chayliyai, Adonai, chayli, vayasem, raglai. He maketh my feet ka'ayalot, like hinds' feet. With al bamotai yadrekeini, and he maketh I to walk, to trod upon my high places. Bamotai, like hinds' feet, ka'ayalot. Hinds feet. These animals were noted and are noted, the hinds feet. Vayasem raglai, making my feet kayalot, like the ayalot, hinds feet. These animals noted for their swiftness, their fleetness. Here, the comparison may indicate the freshness of life, the power and the confidence, the eifidence, the godfidence in action that are felt to be drawn from he who be who he be, Adonai, Cheli, Haili, Hailiai, Adonai. Rav Pinchas Phineas said, Scripture does not say here, quote, like stag's feet, end quote. Scripture does not say here, quote, like stag's feet, end quote, but like hind's feet. Because the feet of the female deer are surer than the feet of the male. Why? Because the feet of the female deer are surer than the feet of the male. What is meant by bamotai? What is meant by bamotai? As in Greek, be mata, bamotai means, quote, upon the balls of my feet, end quote. And here, Midrash note. It would seem simpler to take Bema, in its ordinary meaning, which is pedestal or rostrum, and to retain the original, Ya'amedeni, instead of considering it a misreading of the biblical, Yad Rekeini, as does Buber. Now, the translation would then be, upon bamotai, he will cause I to stand. Up on bamotai, my high places. Upon bamotai, he will cause I to stand. What is the meaning of bamotai? Upon my rostrums. The retention of, quote, to stand is supported also by what is said further on about each Israelite placing his foot upon the neck of a dead Mitzri, a dead Egyptian, in symbol of victory, in symbol of Yeshua, in symbol of victory. Letting me walk, making I walk, Yad Rikeini, making I trod, Yad Rikeini. This is an allusion to my walking, I trotting upon Ha Mitzrim, the Egyptians, the Chemites. When the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, the Chemites sank in the sea, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made a sign to the sea. And it cast them up on dry land. And the Bnei Yisrael and the sons of Israel saw them dead. As is said, when the morning appeared, Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 14, verse 27c and verse 30b. Vayeta Moshe et yado al hayam, vayashava hayama lifnota boker le eitano u mitraima nasima likarato. Vaya na'er Yahuwah et mitraima betok hayam. And Moshe and Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea. Vayeta Moshe et yado al hayam. And the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. Vayashaba hayama lifnota boker le eitano. And the Egyptians fled against it. U mitraim nasim likato. And he who be, who he be, Yahweh, Jehovah, overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Vaya na'er Yahweh et Mitzrayim betok hayam. When the morning appeared, lifnot boker, vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim meit al sifat hayam. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim meit al sifat hayam. What did the Bnei Yisrael do to them? Each man in Yisrael took his dog and went down and placed his foot upon an Egyptian's neck and said to his dog, quote, eat of this hand that use me as a slave. Eat of this hand that use me, that use I as a slave. Eat of these bowels that had no mercy on me, that had no mercy on I. You can prove for yourself that this actually happened. For of Ha Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians, of the Chemites, it is written, the Lord said, I will bring them back, that thy foot may wade through blood, that the tongue of thy dogs may have its portion from thine enemies. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 23rd to the 24th verse. Amar Adonai mi bashana ashiv ashiv mi emel tzulot yam lima'ana tia mechata ragleka betam. Lishona k'laveka meya oevima mianehu. Adonai, Adonai said, Amar Adonai, I will bring back from Bashan, mi Bashan Ashib, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Ashib, mi mitzulot yam, that thy foot may wade through blood. Lima'ana tia mechatza ragleka bitam, that the tongue of thy dogs, lishona k'laveka, may have its portion from thine enemies. May oibim minehu. Amar Adonai, mi bashan ashib, ashib mi mitzolot yam, lima'ana tia mechatza ragleka bitam, lishona k'laveka, me oibima minehu. Whereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified, the Set Apart, to the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. From of old, thou, the I didst perform all such miracles for us, for I and I. Indeed, we, I and I, are not ingrates. But what else can we do except sing sing the I songs and praises, sing the I songs and Isis. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song to the Lord, Shemot, Exodus, chapter 15, verse 1. Az Yashir Moshe Uvne Yisrael et HaShara HaZot LaYahuah. Then sang Moses, Moshe, and the Bnei Yisrael this song to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Az Yashir Moshe Uvne Yisrael et HaShara HaZot LaYahuah. So, Lamnatzeach Al Ayelot Ayelet. Lanatzeach al Ayelet Hashahar, for the leader upon Ayelet Hashahar. Lanatzeach al Ayelet Hashahar, for the chief musician, for the leader upon Ayelet Hashahar, the hind of the dawn. Ayelet Hashahar means upon the rising of the sun, a song. Upon Ayelet HaShachar, the hind of the dawn, this means upon the rising of the sun, a song. A different comment, Al Ayelet, upon Ayelet, hind, when read as the plural, Ayelot, may be taken as referring to two women, likened to hinds, to Deborah and to Esther, to Deborah and to Hester. To Deborah, who came from the tribe of Naphtali, Yaakov meant her when he said, Naphtali is a hind let loose, Bereshith, Genesis, Genesis chapter 49, verse 21. Jacob, Yaakov, meant her, meant Deborah, meant Deborah, when he said, Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali, ayala, shelucha. Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali, ayala, shelucha. And to Aster, and to Esther, who is also likened to a hind. In this psalm, in this mizmor, mizmor kaf beit, however, the hind of the morning, Ayelet HaShachar, refers to Astir, refers to Esther. Eli, Eli, lama etzavtani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why has the eye forsaken I? Eli, Eli, lama izabtani. Here, mizmor, kaf beit. Here, the beit verse. Hebraically, the second verse. Psalm 22, Hebraically, verse 2. My God, Eli, Eli, why, lama, hast thou forsaken me? Hast thou forsaken I? Izabtani. Eli, Eli, lama izabtani. These words are to be considered in regard to the verse, even the verse from Isaiah, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17, that reads, the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. V'haya or Yisrael le'esh, ua kedosho, Le'elhava, ua va'era, ve'akla, shito, ua shemiro, beyom echad. And the light of Israel, of Yisrael, shall be for a fire, v'haya, or Yisrael, le'esh. And his Holy One, ua kedosho, for a flame, le'elhava, and it shall burn, u-ba-irah, and devour, we-akla, his thorns, shito, and his briars, u-shemiro, in one day, bi-yom-echad.
Wahaya or Israel Eish Ukdosho Lele Hava Uaba Ira We Akla Shito Uashmiro Bit Yom Echad. The light of Israel means Hezekiah. Or Yisrael means Yechezkiyahu, his holy one. Kedosho means Yishayahu, means Isaiah. And it shall burn. Ba'irah means that Sennacherib shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars, eat up his thorns and his briars, with akla shito ua shemiro. This means that Sennacherib's host, his army, shall be devoured, shall be eaten up. Thus, when Sennacherib moves upon Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Yishayahu, Isaiah, and Yechezekiah, Hezekiah sat in Hahekal in the temple, and from between the two of them came forth a fire, an ash, that devoured Sennacherib and his hosts and his armies. And here a midrash note on the Or Yisrael, the light of Israel, meaning Yechezkiyahu, Hezekiah. Here a midrash note, like Astir, Esther, Yechezkiyahu, Hezekiah is described as casting himself completely upon Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God's mercy. Or Yisrael, the light of Israel, means Mordecai, his holy one. Kedosho means Astir, Esther, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars. Ua ba'ira we'akla shito ua shemiro. This means that Haman and his sons shall be devoured, shall be eaten up. Our masters said, Haman had 100 sons, 10 of whom were slain, 10 hanged, 10 dismembered and thrown to dogs, and the remaining 70 went begging for 12 months, for 12 moons, from door to door, and at the end were also slain. How then shall one interpret, it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day? How shall one interpret, Ua ba'ira with akla shito ua shemiro bit yom echad? How shall one interpret this? In this way, as a man measures, so is he measured. As a man measures, so is he measured. As Haman made a decree, according to Esther chapter 3, verse 13, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all Jews. Le hashmid, la herog, ua le abed, et kol haya yehudim, to destroy, le hashmid, to slay, la herog, and to cause to perish, ua le abed, all Jews, et kol haya yehudim, all the Yehudi, et kol hayehudi. So it was decreed against him and his, it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars. Ua ba'ira we'akla shito ua shemiro. A different comment on the light of Israel shall be for a fire. We'haya or Yisrael le'esh. This refers to Astir, to Esther, who shone like the light of the morning for Israel, for Yisrael. But is not light the same as fire, and fire the same as light? The verse here, it implies, however, that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said, I shall make the day have two faces, a face of light for Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, and a face of Choshek, of darkness, of disillumination, for HaGoyim, for the Goye HaAretz, for the nations of the earth, of whom Scripture says, even in Amos chapter 5, verse 18, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would you all have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. Hoi hamitavim et yom Yahuwah. Lama ze lachem yom Yahuwah? Hu choshek v'lo or. Woe to you that desire the day of Jehovah, the day of he who be who he be. Hoi hamitavim et yom Yahuwah. Wherefore? Lama ze? Wherefore? Lamaze lachem, Yom Yahuwah, wherefore would you all have the day of Jehovah? Hu choshek, it is darkness. Hu choshek, with lo or, and not light. Hoi hamitawim et Yom Yahuwah, lamaze lachem, Yom Yahuwah, hu choshek, with lo or. In this world's use, when a man lights a lamp in his parlor, can he possibly say, quote, such and such a man who is my friend is free to use the light of the lamp, but my foe is not free to use the light of the lamp? The truth is that all men alike can use the light of a lamp, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, does things differently. Though all men alike can make use of light in this world, and Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, gives Choshek, darkness, to all alike in this world, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, in the time to come, Hazman al-Labo will say only to Yisrael, will say only to Israel, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But upon thee, the Lord will arise. Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. Kumi ori kiva orek ukavodiyo alaik zarach. Ki hine ha choshek yikaseh eretz va'erasel leumim ve'alayik yizrach Yahuwah ukavodo alayik yaraeh. Arise, kumi, ori, ki ba, orek, shine, for thy light is come. Hear, 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 he who be, we be, speaking to she. Kumi, ori, ki ba, orek, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Ukavod Yahuwah alayik zarach, and the glory of Jehovah, ukavod Yahuwah, ukavod Yahuwah, ukavod, and the glory, Yahuwah, of he who be, we be, of Jehovah, alayik zarach, is risen up on thee, I, speaking to she. Ki hine, for behold, ki hine ha choshek, darkness, yikaseh eretz, shall cover the eretz, the earth, the earthly plain. Wa erafel le'umim, and gross darkness, wa erafel, and the erafel, gross, thick darkness. Wa Rafel Leumim, the peoples. We alaik Yizrach Yahuwah, but up on thee I, speaking to she, he who be who he be, will arise. We alaik Yizrach Yahuwah. U kvodo alaik Yaraeh, and his glory, u kavodo, and his kavod, his kavod, his glory shall be seen up on thee. Alayik Yaraeh, u kavodo alayik Yaraeh. Umi Ori ki ba rek. Ua kavod Yahua alayik zarach. Ki hine ha chosheka yikaseheret. Wa rafel alumim. We alayik yizrach Yahua. Ua kavodo alayik yarae. Rav Chanina also said, the words, even the words in Psalm 145 and 9, the Lord is good to all. Tovi Yahowa lakol. He who be who he be, Jehovah, is good to all. Tovi Yahowa lakol. Tov Yahowa lakol. He who be who he be, good. He who be who he be, Tov Yahowa lakol. Lakol, to all. This means that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is good, is Tob, Tawab, Tob, to all, only in this world. But it is said of the Olam Haba, the world to come, in the Hazaman, Zaman Labo, in the time, in the Iowa to come, do good, O Lord, to those that are good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Hear, 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 Psalm 125, verse 4. Heitivah Yahuwah latovim v'lisharim b'libotam. Do good. Heitivah, heitivah Yahuwah, O he who be who he be. Latovim, to the tovim, to the good. Heitibah Yahuwah latovim. Do good, O Jehovah, to the good. V'lisharim b'libotam. And to them that are upright, v'lisharim, are upright, isharim, v'lisharim, in their hearts, b'libotam. Heitibah Yahuwah latovim. V'lisharim b'libotam. Even so, Mordecai and Esther were a darkness for the Gentiles, for Hagoyim, but for HaYehudim, for the Yehudi, for the Jews, they were a light, a illumination. For it is said, on account of Mordecai and Esther, according to Esther chapter 8, verse 16, HaYehudim, the Yehudi, the Jews, had light and gladness and joy and honor. LaYehudim haitah hora v'simcha v'sasona v'ikar. And the Yehudis, and for the Yehudis, LaYehudim, LaYehudim haitah hora v'simcha. And for the Yehudi, for the black Jews of Persia, La Yehudim Haita Ora, light, with Simcha, Simcha, and gladness, with Sason, and Sason, joy, Sason, we car, and Yikar, and honor. La Yehudim, Haita Ora, we Simcha, we Sasona Wikar. Why is Esther, Esther, called Hadassah? Esther means Esther, the hidden one, Esther, the hidden one, for she remained hidden fast in her chambers. And here, here, Midrash note, a play on the words, the Hebraic words, Esther, Esther in Hebrew, Esther, and Satar, Satar in Hebrew, Satar, hide and retire. Here, 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 a Hebraicism, a play on the words and the name, the Hebrew name, Esther, 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 and Satar, Satar, Hebraically meaning to hide and retire. But she came forth into the world when there was need of her, when there was need of her to give light or to Yisrael. As for her name, Hadassah, of that it is written, even in Esther, Esther chapter 2, verse 7, Mordecai, brought up Hadassah, Myrtle. Hadassah meaning myrtle. Hear, hear, hear. Esther chapter 2, verse 7. Vayhi, Omein, Eta Hadassah, he, Esther, and he brought up Hadassah. That is Esther. Vayhi, Omein, Eta Hadassah, he, Esther. And here you hear the Hebrew word Omein, Omein, to bring up, to bring up, even as a foster parent. Vayhi, Omein, Eta Hadassah, he, Esther. And it be, and Vayhi, Omein, and he brought up Et Hadassah, 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 Hadassah. He, she, he, Esther, he, Esther. That is, or she is, Esther. Vayhi, Omein, Eta Hadassah, he, Esther. Hadassah meaning myrtle. It was given to her because of her righteousness. Mordecai, too, was called Hadas, Hadas, or myrtle. This being a name for righteous men, as in the verse, even the verse from Zechariah chapter 1, verse 8, I saw a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees. Aiti halaila, wehine isha rokeva al susa adom, vithua omeda beina ha hidasim ashara ba mitzvula, veachrayo wasusima edumima serukima ualevanim. I saw in the night, aiti halaila, and behold, wehine a man, ish, with hine ish, riding upon a red horse, with hine ish rokeba al susa adom, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, with hu omed beina hahidasim ashera ba mitzula, and behind him there were horses, we'achrayoa susim, red, sorrel, and white, edumim, serukim, u'alebanim. I saw a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees. Aiti, ish, rokev, al sus, adon. Wahu omed bain ha hidasim, like a myrtle tree, hadas, whose odor is good and whose taste is bitter. So Mordecai and Esther and Esther were a light to Yisrael, to Israel, and Choshek, and darkness to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane. Do not wonder at this, for of Mitzrayim of Egypt, of Kemet. One verse reads, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 10, verse 22, there was a darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Shemot, Exodus chapter 10, verse 22, Vayehi Choshekah Efela Bikola Eretza Mitzrayim Shilosheta Yamin, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt, all the land of Kemet, 3 days. Vayehi Choshekah Efela Bikol Eretza Mitzrayim Shiloshet Yamin. One verse reads as such, and the next verse says, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings, even here in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 10, verse 23. Ulekol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshevotam, but all the b'nei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, had light, illumination in their dwellings. Ulekol b'nei Yisrael haya or
B'moshabotam. And so, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim says to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel, even as I have done in this world, so will I do in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. For it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But upon thee, upon the eye, the Lord will arise, and his glory shall be seen up on thee, seen upon the eye. Seen? Ki hine ha choshekah yikaseh heretza wa erafela leumim we alayikah yizrach Yahuwah u kovodo alayik yara'eh. For behold, ki hine ha choshek, darkness ha choshek, yikaseh eretz, shall cover the earth, the earthly plane, wa erafel le'umim, and gross darkness, and erafel, the umim, the peoples, wa erafel le'umim, we alayik yizrach Yahuwah, but up on the eye, he who be who he be, Jehovah will arise. Ua kabodo, and his glory, alayik, upon the eye, speaking to she, speaking to the corporate soul of Yisrael, we, alayik, Yizrach, Yahuwah, ua kabodo, alayik, Yara'eh, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, upon the eye, his glory shall be seen. Seen, 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 seen,
seen, seen, seen,
seen, אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יצחו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו, ברוך השם, יש לנו...
מה הם יעשו, תגיד לי מה הם יעשו, מה הם יעשו כשיקלטו ש...
יצחקו יום יבוא, אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יצחו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו, ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור, ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור, הכוח הוא בהתמדה. כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה. יש כבוד, יש
מזמור כ"ד, ודוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבל ויוש ובה. כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? וכי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקש פניך יעקב סל. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, סלע, סלע.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went... The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this,
this year the glory, glory, glory that we hail.
Haile Selassie, I am a cut and Emmanuel. If you don't love my people and me culture, go to hell. Anyway, me I go sing it and I ring it like a bell. Glory, glory, glory that we yell. Haile Selassie, I am a cut and Emmanuel. If you don't love my people and me culture, go to hell. Anyway, me I go sing it and I ring it like a bell. Every knee shall bow and tongue confess. Haile Selassie, the mighty first, he guide we in a righteousness. Some other man will tell you any case. Every knee shall bow and tongue confess. Haile Selassie, the mighty first, he guide we in a righteousness. Some other man will tell you any case. This year the king, the prophet, and the higher priest. There is no better way for me to trample the beast. Me celebrate a Jah victory and Mussolini the great. The power of Selassie I has no limit. Children, be ready for the emperor. Selassie is the conqueror, the people's protector. He is our savior. Children, be ready for the emperor.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion. To the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Selassie is my light and my salvation, so no evil I shall fear with a king beside me. Element, set it.
I said glory to the Most High, the Most High above everything you're doing. Glory to the Most High, I'm on Zion, yes, this is where I'm going. Praise to the Most High, the Most High above each and every blessing. Why man a chant and wherever you're planted, be life and creation, the bingy man standing. Hey, Babylon and them up for your bastardness. Man a rebel, be life not a man, I just see me rampant. Enough time to Lucifer and try to tempt me. Enough time me could have died again for be gently. A lucky thing, me never answer to what you done said me, cause on the island and I can't ask me. Glory to the Most High, the Most High for everything you're doing.
Shanti come on and gather. Together we can all make it by the blessings of the Most High. And this is what man a pray for, cause life is a treasure. Give up the land back what belongs to Caesar. Sure when me come to me go dash with my Caesar. They don't have no precept, no for them moving to Pisa. Even them artists can't even speak more than a cheaper. Them just start to lash and start one feet move up like Caesar. What kind of attitude is glory to the Most High, the Most High for everything you're doing. Glory to the Most High, I'm on Zion, yes, this is where I'm dwelling. Glory to the Most High, the Most High for each and every morning. Glory to the Most High, I and I give glory to the prophet, the pretending. And this is why man a chant and wherever you're planted. Life and creation, the bring him and stand it. Hey, Babylon and them up for your stand it. Man, a rebel feel like not a new, not just to be rampant. Enough time for Lucifer to try to test me. Enough time me could have died, it ends up being birthless. A lucky thing, me never answer to what you done said me. Cause only I alone ends, I can't help me. Glory to the Most High, the Most High for everything you're doing. I'm on Zion, this is where I'm going.
Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu. Glory to the word. Glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu. Glory be to our Father and our King. Kabur l'abuna, l'ngusna. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus Christus sin. Amen. Date, half date, Psalm XXII, today's daily psalm, Psalm 22, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm half date. La menatriach al ayeleta ha-shachar, mizmor le David. For the leader, for the chief musician, upon ayelet, al ayeleta ha-shachar, ha-shachar, ayelet ha-shachar. Mizmor le David, cry for help. A Christological intention has long been read into this psalm, today's Mizmor. Mizmor chaf beit. Chaf beit, kaf beit. Some enunciate as kaf beit, others as chaf beit. Psalm 22. A Christological intention has long been read into this psalm, but modern Christian exegetes are agreed that it describes a situation then existing and does not anticipate an event in the future. Now, it's very interesting, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, so from low degrees to high degrees, here from the Sefer Tehillim. In the Sefer, we read and share some of the introductory notes. Now, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, 23rd psalm. Grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E. Yes, I. And can I study to shoot I and I selves approve? Because many think, say them no, but if them not study and shoot themselves approve, being guided by the Holy Spirit, then I know what them not know. So here, in today's daily psalm, the hind of the morning, seeing the hind of the morning psalm. So from the Judaic perspective, they say a Christological intention has long been read into this psalm, this mizmor. But modern Christian exegetes are agreed that it describes a situation then existing. So they're trying to say that it's speaking about something then existing and does not anticipate an event in the future. Only to the Jews who call themselves Jews and are not would that be true. See, now we know better. Maybe back then somebody could think so, but not today. See, the ayelet ha-shachar, hind of the morning, a title, not a musical instrument. We have Psalm 22, the beginning of this trilogy of psalms, a trilogy of psalms. 22 is a graphic picture of death by crucifixion, so it does anticipate an event in the future of the time that it was first uttered, Mizmor le-David. Others go on, just to hear a little more, says that, quote, it would not be sound or safe interpretation to rest much weight upon certain coincidences, touching and impressive as these are to the mind of the Christian believer. Some have sought to dissuade we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, and true people who receive this psalm as that fulfillment, the Eli Eli Lama Sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me, psalm? The fundamental question is whether the speaker is an individual or the suffering people of Israel. And the true answer is both. The fundamental question is whether the speaker is an indivisible dual, an individual, or the suffering people of Israel. And we say the truth in HaMoshiach, in Christ. The answer is both.
Now, kimchi or kimchi held the second view. Some hold the second view that it's not a suffering of an individual, but it's a suffering of Amo Israel. And refers the psalm to the second or to the period of Haman's plot of annihilation. So even as we look forward, even in the cipher, to about Haman and time of Esther, Hadasha, right, and the Haman's plot of annihilation on the authority of the Talmud or the teaching, which identified Ayelet HaShachar, which is the heading, with Esther, with Astir. Now, the language is not always agreeable to the hypothesis that David voices his personal distress under Old Testament Saul's persecution. The most acceptable opinion appears to be that the psalmist expresses his feelings, his sentiments, his soul as a member of the community, the common unity of Israel, Yasharel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, the upright of the true good, the true God, at a time and in an hour of suffering. Now that's the notes that we have here in the Sefer Tehillim. Right, we call it the Synagogue Psalter and the Hebrew Book of Psalms, the Mizmor Dawit. Now, upon the superscription, La Minatseach Al Ayeleta HaShachar Mizmor LeDawid, to the chief musician, upon Ayelet HaShachar, HaShachar, the hind of the morning. Some say, in all probability, this name, this word sound here in the superscription is the name of a melody to the accompaniment of which the mizmor, the psalm, the intonation, the chant, was to be rendered. Now, before we move forward in today's daily psalm, let's refer to the Scofield Study Bible, Talmudim, Chassidim, Chabarim. Let's refer to the Scofield Study Bible. And here, for today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 22, and there's a footer right here. It's on page 608. The Scofield Study Bible, the first Scofield Study Bible, the Basic Groundation, KJV, from low degrees to high degrees. Here we have Ayelet Shachar. The footer down here, Ayelet HaShachar, in the Hebrew, Ayelet Shachar, hind of the morning. They say it's a title, not a musical instrument. Psalms 22, 23 and 24, they form a trilogy. In Psalm 22, we have the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep, as we have in the Brit Chadasha, Yohanan, John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 11. In Psalm 23, we have the great shepherd, quote, brought again from the dead through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the eternal covenant. We have the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20. Tenderly caring for the sheep, for Jashib. In Psalm 24, we have the chief shepherd appearing as king of glory, Melech HaKavod, Yekavur Negus, as king of glory to own and reward the sheep, to own and reward Jashib. We have this in the Catholicos Epistle, the Universal Epistle, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. Just to get that overview right there, that today's daily psalm, that's also themed the cry, a cry for help, a cry for help. The Ayelet al HaShachar, upon the hind, upon or on the hind of the morning. Psalm 22 is a graphic picture of death by crucifixion. The bones of the hands, arms, shoulders, and pelvis are out of joint. We have this in verse 14. The profuse perspiration caused by intense suffering. We have this in verse 14. The action of the heart is affected, also in verse 14. Strength, exhausted, and extreme thirst. In verse 15, the hands and the feet pierced. In verse 16, partial nudity with the hurt to modesty. In verse 17, these are all incidental to that mode of death. Now, the accompanying circumstances are precisely those fulfilled in the crucifixion of HaMoshiach, Nabein Elohim Chaim, the Son of the Living Power, the True Good, the True God, the True God, the True God, the True God. The desolate cry, we have a verse 1 that begins today's daily psalm, the Chaf Veit, the Kaf Beit Psalm, the 22nd Psalm, Psalm XX, I, beginning off with the desolate cry of verse 1. We have Matthew chapter 27 and 46. The periods of light and darkness of verse 2. We have Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. The contumely of verses, a medley of verses, verses 6 to 8. Verse 12, verse 13, refer to Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 to 43. The casting of lots, the rolling of the dice, the pour, like purim, the rolling of the dice, casting of lots. Of verse 18, we have in Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. These all were literally in the spirit and the truth of the word fulfilled in the first advent of HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos. When it is remembered that crucifixion, note this, was a Roman and not a Yehudi, it was not a Jewish, Judaic, or Israelitish form of execution, but it was a Roman form of execution. The proof of inspiration should be irresistible and irrefutable to those that receive the spirit of truth and the truth concerning today's daily song. Yes.
Can be heard.
מזמור כ"ב למנצח על איילת השחר מזמור לדוד. אלי, אלי, למה עזבתני? רחוק משועתי דברי שאגתי. אלוהי, אקרא יומם ולא תענה, ולילה ולא דומיה לי, ואתה קדוש יושב תהילות ישראל. בך בטחו אבותינו, בטחו ותפלטנו, אליך זעקו ונמלטו, בך בטחו ונבושו. ואנוכי תולעת ולא איש, חרפת אדם ובזוי עם, כל רואי ילעיגו לי, יפטירו בשפה, יניעו ראש. גול אל אדוני יפלטהו, יצילהו כי חפץ בו, כי אתה גוחי מבטן, מבטיחי על שדי אמי. עליך הושלכתי מרחם, מבטן אמי העלי אתה. אל תרחק ממני, כי צרה קרובה, כי אין עוזר. סבבוני פרים רבים, אבירי ושן כתרוני. פצו עלי פיהם, אריה טורף ושואג. כמים נשפכתי, והתפרדו כל עצמותי. היה ליבי כדונג, נמס בתוך מעי. יבש כחרס כוחי, ולשוני מודבק מלכוחי, ולעפר מוות תשפטני. תסבבוני כלבים, עדת מרעים הקטפוני, כארי ידיי ורגליי. אספר כל עצמותיי, המה יביטו יראו בי, יחלקו בגדיי להם, ועל לבושי יפילו גורל. ואתה, אדוני, אל תרחק, איילותי לעזרתי חושה. הצילה מחרב נפשי, מיד כלב יחידתי, הושעני מפי אריה, ומקרני רמים עניתני. אספרה שמך לאחי, בתוך קהל ההללקה. יראה אדוני הללוהו, כל זרע יעקב כבדוהו, וגורו ממנו כל זרע ישראל. כי לא בזה ולא שיקץ עינות עמי, ולא הסתיר פניו ממנו, ובשבעו אליו שמע. מיתך תהילתי בקהל רב, נדרי אשלם נגד יראב. יאכלו ענבים ויסבעו, יהללו אדוני דורשיו, יחי לבבכם לעד. יזכרו וישובו אל אדוני כל אפסי ארץ, וישתחוו לפניך כל משפחות גויים, כי לאדוני המלוכה ומושל בגויים. אכלו וישתחוו כל דשני ארץ, לפניו יכרעו כל יורדי עפר, ונפשו לא חיה. זרע יעבדנו, יסופר לאדוני לדור, יבואו ויגידו צדקתו, לעם נולד כי עשה.
Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied,
they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this, 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 done this.